NPR News. I'm Haley May. Colorado will spend $10 million to shore up food assistance programs for the next few months. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
The lawmakers who oversee the state budget approved the funding because SNAP benefits are suspended due to the government shutdown. But that $10 million figure is only a fraction of how much the federal government usually sends to Colorado's 600,000 SNAP recipients each month. Here's nonpartisan legislative analyst Tom Dermody.
It is effectively us trying to plow a field with a fork. The scale of this particular emergency vastly outstrips any ability for the state to mitigate it.
The $10 million in grants will go to food banks in the hardest hit parts of the state. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Lawyers representing four immigrants who were detained for months argued this week that Colorado-based immigration agents weren't following federal law by assessing their flight risk.
None of the four people in federal court on Thursday have criminal records or pending criminal charges and were detained by ICE at some point in the last 9 months. That includes University of Utah nursing student Caroline Diaz-Gonzalez, who was stopped and detained for 2 weeks this summer. Federal ICE agents are supposed to assess immigrants' flight risk, and her lawyers argue they didn't with her, that she has no criminal record and longstanding ties to the United States, and she shouldn't have been in detention. The two-day hearing continues today.
That was Allison Sherry reporting. You are listening to CPR News.